We're going to hear now about two of the most controversial words in education these days, screen time. One fear about screen time is that it's hurting kids' social skills. On Morning Edition today, we heard about a recent experiment. Researchers found that kids who spent time away from electronic devices got better at reading emotions on people's faces. But for some educators, screen time isn't all bad. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed team has the story of one Los Angeles school that's embracing technology in an effort to protect kids from it.
Yay! Can you say good morning, Ms. Vogelson?
Good morning, Ms. Vogelson.
The hallways are humming with kids at Westside Neighborhood School. It's morning. A gaggle of first graders has wrapped up breakfast and heads to class. WNS is an independent school, pre-K through 8th, tucked into the shadow of a Home Depot in L.A.'s booming Playa Vista neighborhood. It's close enough to the ocean that the air is more salt than smog.
So our third grade is on this side, and here is the lab right here.
I get the grand two-story tour from Judith Joy. She's executive assistant to the head of school, and she walks me to the technology lab.
So you can see we have a room full of computers, and then on the side we have our nice little robots that the kids get to play with and tinker around with. And you should see the stuff they create. It is really awesome.
We'll come back to the lab in a minute, but first, the man behind Westside's pretty radical technology policy, head of school Brad Zacuto. When it comes to talking about screen time and kids' access to handheld devices, he likes to use an old-fashioned analogy.
It's like putting a child behind a wheel of a car. There's a lot of power there.
Zacuto says, think about how dangerous it was back when cars first hit the road. No traffic lights or street signs. Well, that's where we are now, he says, with kids and all this technology at their fingertips.
It's here to stay. But at some point, you have to teach kids how to drive a car responsibly.
How does he do that? First, no smartphones till sixth grade. Even then, kids can bring them to school, but they have to check them at the front desk. Second, by engaging and educating parents. WNS makes them sign a commitment to limit screen time at home and to keep kids off of social media, again, till sixth grade. Also, at school, no technology at all until second grade.
We choose to have our youngest children engaged in digging in dirt and building things and using their hands.
Not just hands, but eyeballs and brains, too, interacting with other kids face to face. Because they need lots of early practice relating, reading emotion, and responding to it. Screen time just gets in the way. In second grade, Zacuto says, kids start using classroom laptops. They get some basic lessons in typing and word processing, and their first taste of internet research, which makes this a good time to go back to that technology lab.
Hi, how's it going? Don Fitzroy, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Don.
Don Fitzroy is EdTech coordinator at Westside Neighborhood School. By fourth grade, just about every student has sat through a class like this.
So we're going to be talking about digital citizenship today. And I wanted to begin by giving you guys an opportunity to watch a short video about something called a digital footprint.
The idea is to get kids to think hard about the dangers of social media before they have Twitter handles or Facebook pages. After the video, Fitzroy sits in a half circle with a handful of students and talks through a cautionary tale.
They say something online, and then suddenly they say, I'm going to delete this. I know I changed my mind. I didn't mean to say that. And it's out there.
13-year-old Tom Zimmerman gets it.
One example, this one kid who was like, in this room, and he had like this fake lightsaber, and he was acting really crazy, and it looked really stupid. And it was funny, but I'm sure that kid won't want it in the future. But so many people have taken that video and put it on their channels that there's no way of getting rid of it.
That video of one kid in a heated lightsaber battle with himself is pretty amazing. He's swinging a golf ball retriever, and he's just so intense about it, high stepping, swatting the floor, losing his balance. It's been watched millions of times. But the so-called Star Wars kid, now in his 20s, says he was bullied because of it and had to leave school, which gives principals like Brad Zacuto not one, but two big reasons to worry about screen time. Because of what's not happening, important face-to-face time, and because of what is happening, kids putting themselves out there in embarrassing and potentially dangerous ways, which raises the question, what is good screen time?
It's all about how things are used and how much they're used and what they're used for.
Patricia Greenfield co-authored that study we mentioned in the intro. She's a professor of psychology at UCLA and has been writing about screen time for 30 years. She says, for example, asking kids to write an essay using the computer can be a good thing. It can help with spelling and grammar, and they can use the internet for research. Here's the key.
You're not substituting screen time for interaction time. You're substituting alone time with the screen for alone time with your paper and pen.
Greenfield describes a kind of cost-benefit analysis. Is this screen time coming at the expense of face-to-face time? And what unique value does the technology add? At Westside Neighborhood School, when kids use tech, often they're still working collaboratively and doing things they couldn't do without it. Again, head of school, Brad Zacuto.
We have a design class where they imagine a product, they design it, and we have a 3D printer where they then create it. I mean, there's amazing things going on that's preparing them for the world they're going into.
Another simpler example, math homework. Kids in the same class but at different skill levels can do work that matches their ability. And starting in sixth grade, Zacuto students can do it all on school-issued tablets. Some teachers even put short lectures online for students to watch at home.
It sort of flips the content. I'd rather be spending my time in school with the teacher, with the kids, doing interactive collaborative, using what we've learned.
Which, oddly enough, means using screens to increase the time kids at WNS spend working face-to-face. It's a delicate dance, preparing kids for both the digital age and the social world. But it's important not to sacrifice one for the other, says Yelda Uhls, who co-authored that screen time study with Patricia Greenfield. When kids hit middle school, she says, the balance of power in their lives tilts away from their parents toward friends.
One of the reasons it's so miserable is because we're trying to learn our place in the social world outside of our safe little haven at home.
The more practice kids get, reading emotion in voices and posture, the better they'll be able to navigate the turmoil of early adolescence. And that kind of learning just won't fit in the palm of your hand. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.